Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Elisa Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's BUNEKE.org.
Welcome, everybody, to the show. It's Thursday night. I'm Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with my friend and cohort in crime, Gene Albertson.
Did you say cohort in time?
Might as well. You choose whatever word you want. Tonight, Gene, buddy.
That's what it was. Barely in time.
I think, you know, it's kismet or something. It's really funny because our guest is not here tonight. We can do it open. He may show up later.
Okay.
But it's quite all right. I'm not concerned. Things happen the way they're supposed to. Curtis just,
sure.
We've been weird with our dinner tonight, and he said, could you make this a short show tonight instead of a long show?
Oh.
I said, well, no more than an hour for sure. He just rolled his eyes. But I thought about something. You know, we were supposed to be talking with Robert Brobst about his past lives and his past wives. I was really excited, but we haven't heard from Robert. So things have happened in his life that have prevented him from being here. And that's fine. We'll make another connection. This we could consider an extended take a break with Gene and Mary if we wanted to. We could also make it an open mic night if anybody wants to call in.
Yeah, anybody call in and say hi.
And the number is 516-418-5151.
Okay.
I'm you know, struggling. Wherever you and I go, jocularity abounds. I have two ideas of what we can talk about tonight.
Okay.
We can talk about big ideas, big imagination. Or we can talk about what we did yesterday.
Okay, let's talk about that too. Let's talk about it all.
Hey. I'm going to give our phone number out. Yeah, we've got an hour, and I'm going to give our phone number out again just in case somebody's listening.
Let me.
Okay.
Please, it's 516-418-5651. Did I get it right?
You did. And anybody can call that number anywhere from the United States, and if you're calling from out of the United States, just add your country code. Our country code is 1. And then you're set.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Love to hear from you.
I would love to hear from other people, but I'd also love to talk about what happened yesterday.
Sure. Well, let's do. I think it was quite an experience for me. I know that. I feel good that we did it.
Have you been back today?
I did, yeah. Yeah, everything seemed to be good, kind of quiet. I mostly worked outside today.
Oh, that's cool. That's good. I'm pausing for a second because I got a text from Gwen, and she needs my help with something.
Okay.
So you carry on for a minute and talk about something, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
I tell you what. You know what? I'll run a commercial. How about that?
Hang
on, folks.
Fine.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Commercials are for.
Let me ask you a question. Do you prefer coffee or tea? This is a question we ask on our fun and informative millennial talk show called Coffee or Tea, No Phones Allowed. And why do I know? Because I'm Anna. I'm one of the co-hosts. It's a great time. It's a professionally edited weekly series that's free to watch on Be Unique's YouTube channel. That's B-U-N-E-K-E. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode and leave us a comment with your topic or guest recommendations. We love hearing from you.
And we would, indeed. We'd love to hear from anybody who wants to call in tonight. Give them the number one more time, please, Gene.
Sure. It is 516-418-5651. Give us a call.
Okay. So now, I'm going to talk about something that is, I really enjoyed it yesterday. It was the first time I've had this particular kind of experience.
Mm-hmm.
There are different ways of saying what I did. Some people would say I performed an exorcism.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, I did. I prefer to think of it as I gave a spirit some options.
Yeah.
Because I will go back in time a little bit, folks, to tell you what happened. Gene and I both are associated with another organization called Green Gables at Historic Riverview Village. It's a 124-year-old house. Is that it?
Uh-huh. 125 now.
Oh, wow. 125-year-old house. And we've been working together through our different networks to try to save this house. Last year, Be Unique created a film called Forgotten Enchantress, which was very instrumental in creating a fundraiser so that people could watch the film, donate some money, and we're just a few months away from learning if we know we've been accepted for a grant, but we don't know if the organization has if the funds will be made available for the purchase of this property.
Right.
And everybody who's been associated with the house has felt spirits, happy, friendly spirits within the walls of the house when they've toured, when they've just gone to visit, sit on the porch for a tea party. And everybody loved it. You could almost tell. Now, not everybody has experienced them. In fact, up until yesterday, I had never felt the energy of any of the Wells family. I knew they were there, but they never said hello, kind of thing. And
sure.
A lot of people poo-poo that, and they say, oh, well, only real psychics, blah, 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 or you have to have training. No, everybody has their own intuition. Everybody has their own level of psychic abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know me. But about 4 or 5 months ago, someone mm-hmm. took a Ouija board over to the house and was goofing around with it, and they summoned a spirit. And a lot of people thought the spirit was evil.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't evil, but it was dark. There was a lot of darkness attached to it. And Jennifer actually texted me yesterday morning, or maybe the morning before, I don't remember. She texted me one morning and said, could you work with Marion to get rid of that spirit? Because Marion's off this week. I said, I'll see what I can do. Contacted Marion. We set up a date, and I texted Gene because Gene is kind of like my conjoined twin, physically removed. I have to tell Gene everything I'm doing now.
Well, we're affiliated now.
We're definitely affiliated. It's kind of weird. We're both Aquarius. Gene shares my mother's birthday, which automatically makes him extra special. But from the moment, I think Gene and I shared a relationship in the past. I feel like it may have been a brother and sister type relationship. You might have been the sister. I might have been the brother. Who knows? But we.
Well, I was thinking maybe we were like shoulder to shoulder Vikings in some big raid across the Northland or something.
More than likely, that is true.
Yeah.
I have a feeling we could both do our share of berserking.
Oh yeah.
So I just casually texted Gene more of an FYI. I'm going to be at Green Gables at noon or one or whatever time it was on Wednesday. And that was all I said. I'm going to be at Green Gables. I think I said I was going to be exercising the spirit. I think that's what I said.
You were going to go ghost busting.
I said, I'm going to bust a ghost is what I said. And he said, am I invited? Well, how can I not invite him after I've told him about it? It'd be like saying, hi, my birthday's on Wednesday and I'm having cake and a bounce house and a big slide and ice cream and a popcorn machine and we're going to do helium balloons and we're going to have bubbles. Well, am I invited? Oh, no, you can't come. Of course you're invited. So,
okay.
If I didn't want to invite you, I wouldn't have mentioned it. So Gene and I go to, you know, we meet up there. He and Marion are there way before I am, and I'm 10 minutes early. So we're sitting there for a few minutes talking and trying to figure out what to do. And it wasn't that hard. I'd already been in communication with the spirit on the way there. Didn't know for sure, but I felt that his name was Clarence. I was certain it was a guy. I was pretty sure his name was Clarence, but every time I'd say Clarence, I'd hear, that's not right. So by the time I got to the house, I told Gene and Marion that I felt like his name was Clarence, but that was a bastardized version of his name. I had no idea how accurate that was. So I had certain ritual tools that I use when I'm speaking with spirits. Usually sage is a good herb to smudge with to get unhappy spirits to move out of your area. There are a lot of reasons to smudge, and if you want to pick up issue 19 of Be Unique magazine, just look, pick it up online. Don't try to pick it up. Or you can buy a copy if you want. We'd be happy to sell you one. But you can read it for free online. Marion Ambrose actually wrote an article about smudging. And I know that several people over the last several months have been smudging to try to get this entity to leave. But while I was packing my bags, my things, I carried gemstones. I carried a little statue of a cherub and a little statue of a Buddha, Buddha himself. I brought a rock
great
from Michigan
rock.
Lake. Yep.
Yeah.
And I had brought some chunks of pink Himalayan sea salt, as well as some granulated sea salt, holy water, and a good attitude. That was primarily important. And so we each anointed ourselves with the holy water, which came from my hometown church in South Carolina.
Oh, cool.
And,
didn't know that.
Yeah. Yep. That was my little hometown. And I had a little bottle that says holy water. And I had a friend get me that holy water. I had no idea that it was going to come in so handy. But I also had some bells. And Gene said, maybe we should take some music in there to stir him up a little bit. I'm thinking, nah, we don't want to stir him up. We don't want to make him mad. Gene, would you like to tell everybody what kind of music you brought?
Well, my thing is that I wanted to come in there with a real high vibration and a high positive spirit. So when I want to do that, I'll put on some James Brown really loud and do a little dancing. And so we entered the place coming with bells on, dancing and singing, and it was
getting
up
off on that thing. You know, I don't know if you heard or not, but I changed the words to that song while I was singing it. I was over there in the corner saying, "Get on out of this house, Clarence.
Oh, cool.
Get on out of this house. Make yourself feel better."
Good. And it worked.
So, you know, what I did is I took the bigger stones that I had. I had a big piece of brown jasper, and I had some, I forget what the blue, lapis lazuli, and my crystals of sea salt. And I made a little semicircle kind of grid to close in that corner. Because I didn't want the spirit, I didn't know the spirit yet. I didn't have any clue other than everybody had said he was evil. And it felt bad. So I put them out and I called him. I called Clarence. I said, "I know that's not your name, but I would like to speak with you. And I really want you to know why we need you to get out of this house." And I heard nothing. And I said, "All right, Gene, pull out the music." So we actually had a little dance party, a little James Brown dance party. And we danced like nobody was looking. And that was probably a very good idea for all three of us. But we had fun. We were smiling and the energy and the vibrations got bigger and brighter. I know that our auras became illuminated. And then it was almost like I felt a tap on the shoulder. And he said, "What do you want?" And that's when I started talking to him again. And if you remember, I had a little bottle, a vial of Palo Santo oil that I got from Kathy Price, who is one of our show sponsors from the Little Green Oasis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I took the Palo Santo, I took the lid off, and I held it up in the air, and I said, "Clarence, I want you to smell this. It's Palo Santo." And I put some on my finger, and I started reaching where I felt the spirit was standing. And he was very tall in life and slender. And I said, "Boy, you're really tall." So he bent down just a little bit so I could reach up and anoint his head. And he said, "Nobody wants to touch me." And I said, "Well," and a lot of this conversation went on in my head and in my heart. And a lot of it I said out loud. But we basically created a dialogue. And I told him that he was no longer welcome in the house because he was scaring people. And the friendlier spirits were hiding in the recesses. They never left, but they didn't come out anymore. They didn't feel comfortable enough to come out. So after talking about everything, I saw the spirit of Clarence leave the house, and he said, "Come with me." So I gathered up all my stuff and bagged it back up because I didn't need it anymore. And I carried just my granulated sea salt outside, and I went right to the corner of where he'd been most of his time. And I said, "Clarence, it's not that you're not welcome, but you're not welcome while you're in this dark state. You have to change your frequency." And he said, "I don't know how to do that." And I said, "Well, probably the best way is for you to go back to the spirit world, make a new contract, become reincarnated, and live a life of unconditional love and light." So as I'm walking around the house, sprinkling salt, which is a symbolic way to keep unpleasant spirits out and to keep the better spirits in.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up walking basically arm in arm with this spirit who was 29 when he died.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in the late 1800s and was very badly abused in the 1910s. He was his mother was captured in Africa, brought over to this country as a slave. He was taken from his mother when he was very young, So he's known nothing but sadness. And then as we walked, we talked, and I said, your name's not really Clarence, is it? He says, no. So I said, well, why do I keep thinking of Clarence and clairvoyance? He said, well, my mother was a clairvoyant. And to protect me, she named me Clary Sage. But the white people who stole me said that sounded like a sissy name, so they called me Clarence. And the more I walked and talked with him, the calmer his demeanor. But he was still very angry. He was more angry that he had been summoned with a Ouija board than he was all the things that happened to him in his life. Because he said, I was sleeping. I was dead. It was done. I was over with. And then you brought me here. And I explained to him that it wasn't us. It was someone acting out of ignorance. And I apologized on behalf of that person. I said, it's not my place to apologize for him or her, but on behalf of the waking humans, I want to say I'm sorry. And he accepted that for a moment. And every time for a long time, when I'd mentioned coming back and being reincarnated, he said, no, I don't ever want to live a life again. It hurt too much. But then he asked me, where was the girl with the purple hair? He said, I really liked her. She's very pretty. She's got beautiful energy, and I just wanted to touch her hair. And I said, you know, Clary Sage, every time you reached out to touch her hair, you startled her, you frightened her, and you physically hurt her. He said, I never intended to do that. He said, all I wanted was to be able to be like the rest of these delightful and lovely people. He said, I've never met people who were so sweet and good to each other, because my life was filled with misery. So we talked and we walked. And at some point he says, where's the man with the white hair? And I said, he's on the other side of the building. He said, can we go? I want him to sing for me. He said, I want you all to sing for me. So he sang church hymns, and we walked around the property, and we kept sprinkling a bigger and bigger grid of salt to protect the house. And by the time we finished, Clary Sage and I were on the edge of the property, and he kind of did like a little whistle. He said, I'm bringing all the other dark people with me. Well, they just zipped on by. They were glad to be gone. They didn't know that they had permission to leave. But once they'd been summoned, they just had to stay there. And I told them, no, you have permission to leave. And he told me.
And that's all they needed.
Yes, that's all they needed was permission. And he said, I have never been treated so respectfully and so kindly in my life. He said, thank you for letting me know that I wasn't doomed to be angry forever. He said, I'm still hurt. I'm still very angry, but I have choices now. I said, yes, you can go back to the spirit world and just be dead if you want to, do nothing. Or you can go back to the spirit world and make a new contract. And you can come back and be whoever you want to be. Whatever you want to be. And he was so happy toward the end. He said, would you do me a favor? I want you to go back and invite the other people back and tell them I am very sorry that I hurt them. He said, it was never my intention to scare anybody or hurt anybody. He said, but I know better now. I know I don't have to be this way. And that's what we did yesterday.
Yeah.
I wonder if any of our call. I'd love for somebody to call 516-418-5651 and top that story.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I'll tell you something previous to that. When he mentioned running into Jennifer, I remember I was with Jennifer when he, like, I guess reached out to touch her hair or whatever, and it, like,
yeah,
freaked her out, and it hurt.
Fascinated with her hair.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I didn't know what to do. I yelled at him, and I stood behind her and in where he, you know, in between them and stuff, and I didn't know. I had to apologize to him once I realized what was going on for yelling at him, because I was pretty mad, you know, sitting there doing that kind of stuff.
And you know what, Gene? That right there is proof of energy, how energy works.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to reach out to her, but because his energy was filled with anger and sadness and grief, that's
mm-hmm.
what you picked up on, was the anger. And so you
yeah.
reached out at him, and you were protecting Jennifer. And you know, I don't know if I told you this yesterday. The reason that people saging couldn't get rid of him was that was part of his name, Clary Sage. And
yeah.
he said, that stuff just, it doesn't make me happy, and I just dig in deeper. And that was why, after he told me that was why I used Palo Santo to sage, to fudge the area. And then I also used sweetgrass, which he kept blowing out. He
yeah.
kept blowing out the sweetgrass, but that's fine. He let me anoint his spirit with the Palo Santo, and I sprinkled some holy water in that area. And after it was over, after he was gone, you and Marion and I went back into the house and had a tea party.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember asking Marion, who's always the first person to arrive at your tea party? She said, well, of course, Nora Wells. I said, yeah, she's been here about 10 minutes, hasn't she? She said, yeah, you were out there on the sidewalk when she arrived. And I knew it. She had two of her grandchildren with her. And I'd never seen Nora before. I'd never experienced her energy. But she was very grateful to have her house back.
Sure. Well, it's definitely been a different feeling for a while now, since all that happened, when the Ouija board action happened in there. And it was a negative thing, a negative feeling. And the a lot of the positive energies, like we talked about, that were there always before, just really were non-existent, you know. And pretty interesting stuff. I know that I've really spent a lot of time really contemplating and studying how energy works. And one of our regular guests, last Thursday night of the month, Alisa Kaler, has taught me a lot about how energy and light works through us. And it's pretty amazing. The more I learn about it, I can feel the energy. Like you talked about the dark energy hitting you and feeling pain.
Yeah.
Somebody walks up nowadays and starts immediately, has something really dark and comes at me with it. If I'm not prepared, if I see it coming, I'm okay. I can kind of tense up. But if I'm just completely open and they walk up, it's like, like punch right in the bread basket, you know?
It's like an energetic pop quiz.
Yeah,
you know how you
hurts,
freeze
worse.
Up when somebody says, I'm going to ask you 5 questions. You're not prepared for it. Even if they're questions like, what day were you born? What's your favorite color? If you're not ready for it, it hits you hard.
Right.
So when someone comes to you with that kind of negative energy or too much drama in their life or a lot of sickness, it drains you. It drags you down.
Mm-hmm. But you know, I I'm okay if I know it's coming. Like if I'm not completely surprised. You know, it's kind of like something I learned back in the day. I used to be afraid of snakes, and I realized that as long as I make noise and they're not surprised, there's no reason that they should ever. And they're never afraid of me. We're friends now. I used to be afraid. Now I'm not.
Well, I'm still working on that aspect with tree frogs for myself.
Yeah,
they do surprise me, and they don't always go away. They'll jump unbeknownst to me, and it freaks me out. Snakes don't bother me. Lizards, spiders, none of those bother me. But tree frogs I don't know. They're just weird.
Something about them.
Yep, something about them. Anyway, let's do another commercial real quick. Hang on a second, and I'll give us a minute to catch our breath here.
Okay, sure.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's BUNEKE.org. Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit BUNEKE.org to learn more. That's BUNEKE.org.
And we are back. My name is Mary, and somewhere around here is Gene. You still here?
Yeah, hey.
Gene's here.
And by a train there.
Oh, don't do that. That would not be a good ending to this show.
No.
But our guest was unable to make it tonight, so Gene and I are having an open mic night. And if anybody wants to call in, the number is 516-418-5651. Just for reference, I am here live with Gene on April the 8th, Thursday night, 2021. And we'd love to take your calls. We've been talking about a dark spirit who was a misunderstood spirit. He made an unscheduled visit at Green Gables. And yesterday, Gene was with me when I had a conversation with Clary Sage. And he needed a little convincing that it was in his best interest as well as ours to vacate the premises. And he did. So Gene and I exorcised his spirit.
Yeah, busted a ghost, if you will.
Well, with James Brown. Get up off of that thing.
Well,
dancing,
you
feel better?
That's the thing about it, you know. I mean, I'm learning more about spirits. I'll tell you, I never believed in ghosts most of my life, all right? Now, the thing is, I never saw any or heard any or anything. And somebody said to me once, well, you're not going to if you're not receptive to it, because that's not how it works. And so I went my whole life and never believed in ghosts, all right? Well, I got a job at this park up in Jacksonville that was an old slave plantation. And one of the things that I noticed, I was there about 2 years at that station, and I probably had two, maybe three dozen park visitors come in and tell me the same story of the same woman crying in the same location, off down in the woods by the old cabin. And I went down there many times. Part of my job as a ranger, you know, was to walk the grounds and patrol. And I went down there and never heard anything but the same story. So I started believing it, you know. I just never heard it. Well, now, time passed and the birds sang, and I thought a little bit more about it, and then different things have happened in my life, and my personal view of, like, spiritual energy is kind of evolving. And I came to this house that you were talking about, and the thing about it is it was the family home for 125 years, and at least one of the family members passed in the house. And so, you know, it was a place of joy and positivity and light. And so, of course, if they have a choice, they're going to come hang out there, I would imagine.
Yeah, and that was what Clary Sage had said, was he didn't want to leave because he could he could look in and see the happiness that was there, but he didn't realize that because of his anger and his confusion and his sadness, it created a shadow that made him appear to some people as evil.
Yeah. They didn't know what was going on. It didn't mean, you know.
Well, it can spook you, just like, you know, just like a tree frog jumping down, you know, when you don't want them to get in your car and, you know, you leave your door open long enough, a tree frog will jump in your car. I've had it happen.
Yeah. Yes.
And
well, you know, if you think it hard enough, it'll happen.
Right. And if it's dark and something lands on your face, it sticks there, it's scary as all get out. But also with this energy from other entities, dead people do still have energies, these spirits. And sometimes
yes.
they don't know what they're supposed to do or how to move on out.
Right.
They just need a little James Brown.
Need a little James Brown, need to know to get up off of that thing, you know? Yeah, it's quite a deal, you know. I've heard people say that that sometimes if they die suddenly or violently, that the soul gets confused. You know, as far as not sure where to go or what to do. You know, Claire Sage was
Clary.
Say it again, Clary Sage.
Clary Sage, C-L-A-R-Y.
Okay, Clary Sage. Well,
that's actually an herb. Clary Sage is an herb, I believe. Let me look it up.
Is it?
I know I drink Clary Sage tea.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
I didn't know that.
It's a salvia plant. It's an herbaceous perennial. Yep. And it grows natively in North Africa and Central Asia.
Well, I know the salvias have some medicinal value.
Yes. Well, this one does too. And knowing that it was in North Africa gives me an idea of where his mother was abducted from.
Yeah, very, very likely. What a great clue. See, that's why I became a historian, is that kind of stuff. I remember back when I first heard the story of Ben and Me, that was a fictional story from the 1800s where Ben Franklin had all these, you know, inventions and stuff, but it was actually
yes.
not him. It was the mouse that lived in his house that had the idea.
Oh.
And the idea was that it was, I think Washington Irving even was the author of it. It was a short story.
Oh.
But the idea is that it's so exciting. That whole story, you know, is a whole family story that can be traced, the little tiny bits and pieces put together to make, you know, like a bigger story. Pretty fun.
Yeah, if nothing else, I may end up writing a fictionalized story on this because I got a lot of hints from it.
Well,
and
I think we ought to take the hints. I think we ought to take the hints, and my professional training as a formal training as a historian is going into the local records and doing local history. So
yeah,
let's find this man's story and tell it, and you know, maybe it'll help him move on to whatever he's needing to move on to.
Well, he's already spoken to me a few more times after I left, so he's still in touch with me, and we'll continue learning.
Okay. All right. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you know, this is kind of an unusual situation for us. Not only is our Thursday night show, unscripted show, becoming a little bit more like the Gene and Mary show, I'm actually, for our listeners, I'm driving down the road. And usually on Unscripted, I'm not.
That's right.
And so right now I'm driving down the road and my daughter is directing me and I'm turning the lights off and on, trying to turn on the blinkers and stuff. And I Boy, I'll tell you what, I am almost there, and there's no traffic. It's just me, you know.
Yeah, I heard her giving you directions. Right.
Yeah, I was going to go left, so. No, we're good now.
Your other right, sailor.
Yeah, the other right.
Your military right. Oh, man.
That'd be starboard, ma'am. Starboard is where that'd be.
Yes.
Well, you know, and something else I wanted to tell you, I was thinking about earlier that one of the things I was looking forward to Robert's visit is to mention to him that the last time he was here last year when we spoke, he told me the story about how he's able to communicate with trees, and he told a couple of stories that had happened with that. And so after that, I actually went and started talking to one of my favorite trees out in my backyard, and by golly, I got messages back, you know, and some of my other trees,
I know.
Too. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Jennifer has a mango in her backyard that will talk to me, but he makes it very clear that he does. I don't belong to him, is what he says.
Right. You're just a visitor.
I'm just a visitor. That's so funny.
Well, you know, I think I was just thinking about that. I'm getting ready to change where I live and this tree and I are going to part ways. And I'm thinking of having a party, and I'll let you know. Because before I do, and you can come and see the tree. It's a great big giant royal palm.
Oh.
You and bring your sweetie and come and I think we're gonna do it. This just made me think because I want you to see this tree before.
Yeah, before I'd love to meet
all
it.
Done. Yeah, it's a great.
Does
tree.
It have a name?
No. It's kind of one of those things. I think, like, you know how Chuck Norris doesn't have to say he's bad. Or how Prince, you know, was the artist formerly known as Prince. This is just the royal palm, you know. It's
okay.
It's amazing. It's like 30 feet tall, and it's you know, a juvenile. But
Alisa
anyway,
might call
does,
in.
Oh, that would be nice.
I'm going to give her the number.
Juvenile tree?
A juvenile tree?
Yeah. Yeah, juvenile. Well, I mean, they get to be like 70 or 80 feet tall, and it's probably 30.
Oh,
and
it's
when the
still
fronds,
a baby.
When the fronds fall off, they're self-shedding, thank goodness. And when the fronds fall off, it's an event in the yard. These things are 14 feet from tip to stem to stern.
Mm.
There
she is. There she is.
Hello.
Hello, hi. Alisa.
Hello. I'm calling
I was
in.
Gonna,
how are you?
Thank you. Thank
a,
you. I'm glad you called in.
What a
great
surprise.
Maybe Martha will call back because she didn't give me. She said, hi, this is Martha. I'm calling about the reading. And I said, the reading? Are you with Robert? And she hung up. And I felt really bad because I couldn't tell her that, you know, hang on, we'll read something for you.
Oh, well, if people want to call in, maybe they thought it was every Thursday night.
Maybe. We've got about 15 minutes. If anybody wants to call in, Alisa Kaler's here, and she can do a reading. I'm not to that point
yet.
So
what are we discussing this evening?
Well, I discussed what I did yesterday, and Gene was with me, so he was a witness to my work with Clary Sage, who was, you know, it was nicknamed Clarence, and how we got him to understand he has choices, and he can make a new contract if he wants to and come back, and he won't be left in the darkness.
Very nice. There's a lot of shifts happening, though. I was feeling something going on today. So, in a good way. Very good way. feel fast forward motion in the universe right now.
I
can relate to
that. Excited. Yeah, I feel like just pow.
I feel like
I'm supposed to be old enough to retire, folks.
Nah, we're not retiring. We have a lot of work ahead to do.
I cannot retire. I can't do things like other people. I don't want to. I'm very happy to be as wildly different as I can be.
Teaching other people to get out of their own way and enjoy the journey every day. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just fun.
You know,
we had a blast over the weekend. And it was
half
of people just smiling and fun. And it was nice, you know, to see people having a good time again all together. And it's a different respect out there. It's just
What Clary Sage said. He felt that he needed to be at a place like Green Gables because it was filled with people having a good time. As he called them, delightful and lovely people. But he was really drawn to Jennifer's energy. I had to explain to him that just because you want it doesn't mean you can have it.
Mm.
Just because you think you can touch it, that doesn't, your touch is not necessarily going to be, well, like Gene and I were talking about snakes and frogs and lizards and things. And Gene said he used to be afraid of snakes. They used to startle him. Well, I'm still startled by tree frogs. I don't care for them, but I know they're my friends. So I'm no longer afraid of them. But if one jumps on my face in the dark car, as has happened in the past, I'm going to be screaming.
I would have had a problem with that.
Well, Curtis was driving the car. We were coming from South Carolina, and he was driving the car, and I was wearing shorts, and I felt what I thought was a drop of water land on my leg. I said, "Your car's leaking, and it's not even raining." And he said, "No, it shouldn't be leaking." So I brushed at what I thought was a drop of water. It was just cold and wet, and I saw this tiny little tree frog jump from my leg to the dashboard, and I screamed. And Curtis said, "What is wrong? We're driving down I-95 in his little sports car, probably doing 90 miles an hour." Actually, with Curtis, it was probably 70 and not a minute more. But I said, "There's a frog in the car. There's a frog in the car. There's a frog in the car. There's a frog. Stop the car. You got to stop the car." Well, he pulled off at the nearest exit. He didn't stop the car on the shoulder of the road, but I'm freaking out and panicking over this frog. And we stop, and he opens the door. We actually stopped at a gas station because he wanted to have light so he could see what was going on. We couldn't find the frog. Frogs play. I need to do some research because I'm becoming to understand that frogs must be my spirit animal now that I think about it. I was 10 years old and I dreamed.
Oh, go ahead.
When I was 10 years old, I had a dream, a nightmare about a frog. I still remember it vividly. And I was actually on a sci-fi television show as a call-in guest talking about this dream that I had. And they were fascinated that I could remember it at that point, 30 or 40 years after the fact. Here I am way more than 50 years after the fact, and I still remember it. It still terrifies me. But when we moved into the house we're in, there's a, Gene, help me, is desiccated the word I'm thinking of for dried out corpse?
Decimated? Dehydrated? No.
Okay, now I got to look it up. There was a little tree frog that got caught in the garage door.
Oh, decapitated.
And no, he's fully there. He's still there. He's become a part of, decimate means to destroy or remove.
Yeah,
but I
I'm
guess he was
dehydrated.
But I mean, there's a dehydrated frog stuck on the door. It's been there so long from before we even moved in. You can't even scrape it off with, and you could scrape it, but you'd have to paint over it because the shadow is there.
That's really gross.
So it is gross, but
it
just
is gross,
showing you how frogs follow me everywhere I go.
I lost my
frog
appetite.
We haven't had dinner yet.
Ugh.
But I'm really curious. What is a frog totem all about? Variety of symbols, both good and bad. They signify transformation, change, cleanse through water, fertility, and prosperity. Keep a frog totem with you always, and do not miss this spirit animal's influence of peace, eternal beauty, and honesty. Well, now
see?
I don't hate them so much.
Well, and you've been running from them all this time. Look what you're missing.
Dragonfly. You know what? You know why? Dragonflies live for the moment. All they live for is to have sex and eat. Eat and have sex. Eat and have sex. Have sex while you're eating, while you're flying. Live for the moment. Just have a grand old time. And that's what a dragonfly does. But frogs
are scared. I look at a dragonfly a little different than that, but that's okay.
Well, no, a dragonfly's meaning is to live in the moment, basically, and it's new birth. Let me look it up real quick, make sure what it is. Oh, that's the wrong thing.
Well, I know.
Good
that,
luck, prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
We had a, we called it a guardian angel. Curtis is pretty sure that it was his mother. We had a very unusually pink dragonfly that stayed out when we were working on a certain part of the pool, fixing it, building it, and it stayed there for about a week, never left.
I love dragonflies.
I do too.
Awesome.
They have a lot of spiritual meaning.
They do.
Yes.
And
I live in the moment, having fun.
Well, a dragonfly, like a frog, is a symbol of change and transformation.
Yeah.
Teaches us to love life.
Change and transformation.
Yep.
Well,
something really good's about to happen, though, guys. I got that message really clearly today. So hold on tight.
Okay. Hold on to your hat. Because when Lisa says it, you know what's happening.
Yeah. I tell you, I've just been finding myself just preparing for a journey, you know, like an adventure, I guess I should say. Just, I don't know. I'm just finding myself just naturally doing things, getting ready. I'm, you know, getting ready to change where I sleep. I'm getting ready to change my job. I'm getting ready to manifest something huge. Huge, you guys.
A huge imagination.
Where are we going?
Ideally,
we're going on a journey.
Ideally, in a nutshell, just the kind of the one line thing is that I want to spend the next year and a half preparing and executing a national tour, Be Unique tour, broadcasting all the way and putting together, connecting dots for nonprofits all along the way, and ending up at the end of next year at the 5-year anniversary of the magazine with the hugest party in the whole wide world somewhere, and set the world's record for the Hokey Pokey simultaneously in 65 countries, 100 by then. I think we can do it. Be Unique can just by a year and a half from now can be like household word.
That would be fun.
Yeah, let's go. I'm going to take have a show, you guys. Have some music, some talking, speaking. We'll have butterflies, dragonflies. I don't know. Who knows? I'll tell you. I'll fill you in. You guys will be right there along the way here. I got to get myself. I'm going to spend the next probably week to 10 days, really doing some serious meditation, and then I'm going to start on the business plan. So Just be forewarned, guys.
And, you know, the beautiful thing is you're building your wings as you're flying.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes.
Actually, Gene, I was thinking you need to pick a tree that you could create as your own. That's what keeps coming to me. For you to manifest your dreams, go pick a tree.
Pick a tree. Now, we were just talking about my favorite tree that I'm getting ready to say goodbye to.
Well, you're going to have to pick another one.
Okay.
You're not saying goodbye. You're just saying farewell for now. You'll be back, but there's another tree that is going to help you. Trees are all connected, so you're not really leaving a tree. It's just about one that's going to be accessible to you.
Well, that's
that you
funny
connect
that's
to.
That's funny because that's what I told the tree today when I said, you know, we'll still be around because you're hooked in there and I'll be there too, you know. That's pretty true. The energy's all cut through the earth. As long as we're on the earth, we're all. So
even if you're not on the earth, you're still connected to the trees. They're connected above and below and all around. So it's all good.
Awesome.
Those are connectors to the higher realms and the center of the earth. So connecting us all together. It's very powerful.
Well, you know, that might be, there's a good something to throw in the mix on what this tour might be include. Because I want to have a multifaceted, do a tree tour.
You'll have to get a tree pod.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
I have tree pods that have crystals and manifestation tools to help awaken you or the person who's purchasing it and places it by the tree or in the tree.
Yeah, absolutely.
It becomes magical. Yeah, you'll see. But the journey's just beginning for all of us, like in a huge way. And I received a lot of messages this past weekend, which was pretty amazing. We did a show at Lake Eola, and it's amazing how the people that are aligned with your energy show up and say, "Wow, I was so drawn to your booth. I was so one after the next. I was so drawn to your booth."
We know what
and
that's like, don't we,
all...
Gene?
Yeah.
The messages that were coming out were just so positive and so amazing. And there's a lot of people really looking for guidance right now. So we're all ready, you know, get ready for what's coming.
Well, and you know what's really funny, Lisa, is that this last year or a couple of years since I met you and you did that reading on me on this show, a different date, of course, but ever since then, I feel like I've been kind of getting ready for this.
Yeah.
Just
you're
going to
be on stage talking, actually, and teaching.
Huh?
I see that.
She said you're going to
be
on stage but
talking.
I'm going to tell you right now, our time is about up.
Oh, man.
All right.
Yeah. And I just got a 90-second warning. So I just want to tell everybody who's listening, whether it's we got a caller. Hold on a minute. Let me see. Somebody just called in 60 seconds before the end of the show. Hello?
Hi, happy Thursday.
Hi.
Happy Thursday.
Hi, thank you for having me. So, yes, can I ask about a relationship? My name is Tina from New Jersey.
Hi,
Tina
from New Jersey.
Hi, Tina.
Thank you. Hi.
Do you have a question?
I hope
the show doesn't cut us off.
Oh, yeah, no, I think it gets fine. It gets fine. Yeah, I would like to ask about a relationship with my boyfriend, Todd.
I'm sorry, what's your question?
I wanted to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Todd.
Her boyfriend?
Your
relationship.
She wants to ask about her
relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's your boyfriend's name?
Todd.
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 I feel like he's going through some financial struggle right now.
Yes.
He's been kind of distant to you because he doesn't know what to do with himself. He's trying to figure out his own path right now, and he's kind of putting you on the back burner. You feel that, huh?
Uh-huh.
You know, when guys feel like they're losing their, as a provider in the world, they kind of shut down and go into a cocoon. So don't take it personally. He's going through his own stuff right now. And he needs maybe a little bit of time just to process through what he wants to do and where he wants to be, because he's kind of feeling like a lot of pressure. So maybe just allow him that time, which is hard on you, but he's just not in a good place in himself right now.
Yes, I understand.
It's not you. It's not you. It's not personal. It's him. And he doesn't feel, he's kind of like alienating himself a little bit from the rest of the world, trying to process through what he wants to do. You understand that?
Yes, I do.
So just be patient. I don't see him gone from your life. I just think he needs a break from, like, life. Okay?
Yes, I understand. Well, is there pressure from an ex? Is she putting pressure on him? Is there pressure from an ex?
He's just under a lot of stress. I think he's just maybe from his ex. I just feel like he's financially he's falling down, and he's somebody who feels That affects him. So when he's strong in that area, he's very strong everywhere. When he's feeling in his own control of his finances, he feels like he just wants to, like he's, I don't want to say failing, but he doesn't want to be attached to anything because it's too much stress for him. He's pulled in too many directions, you know?
Yes, absolutely. I understand.
You know, it's not you, though, and I think you're taking it personally, and it's hard not to take it personally because you're in it, but he's just going through his struggles, and he feels like he's being let down himself, like he feels a let down for himself, and he doesn't know how to really deal with it because he can't keep going through this. He's gone through it before, and now he's going through it again, and it just puts him into, like, a bad place inside himself. He'll come out of it. He's just trying to reassess everything and reinvent himself, and everything's just not going the way he planned. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
So he'll come out of it. It's going to take a couple months, though. I don't know. I feel like he needs to find something new, and or maybe he lost his job and he's just trying. I feel like he's just feeling like everything's collapsing around him. That's what I'm picking up.
Yeah, I understand that.
I feel, but it's happening to a lot of people. Not that it makes it any easier. I just see things going in a better direction. I'm not really good with the timing of things, but I had a very strong message today that everything's going in a very fast forward direction for a positive outcome. So I just pray that it's like really happening in this time right this second, because I feel like it is. I feel like it is. We're going to start hearing some really good positive news soon. So just keep the faith and know that, you know, everybody's learning lessons of simplifying their life, but knowing that life is so much more fuller